Jesus, you run low. Let that only theory. Jesus, you are Lord. Let that only theory. I will praise your name. I will praise your name. For you are Lord. You are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. That only theory. Jesus, you are Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit. I will praise your name. I will praise your name. For you are Lord. You are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit. Jesus, you are Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit. I will praise your name. I will praise your name. For you are Lord, you are Lord, for you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. I will praise your spirit. Jesus, you are Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit. I will praise your name. I will praise your name, for you are Lord, you are Lord, Jesus, you are Lord, blessed Holy Spirit, Jesus, you are Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit, I will praise your name. I will praise your name. For you are Lord. You are Lord. For you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. For you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland. Archbishop Stephen John Bilkro coming your way with God's living word. I tell you, God is doing a new thing, and we are expecting so many speakers today. One of them is our sister, Keisha. She's going to be speaking along with us And our topic today is women in leadership, women in leadership position. And our text is taken from Galatians chapter 3, verses 28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, there is neither male nor female, there is neither bond nor free. And this is very important because God has a program that is being followed. God is just doing what he's got to do. God is just doing his own thing. We can't even question him. We can't even ask him, what are you doing? How are you doing it? He is just God. He reigns and rules in the affairs of men. And what he says is final. What he does is final. No one is going to ask him any questions. If you tell me that we're going to have a black man as president of the United States, I would have told you it's not possible. But God is telling us that it's about him. The black race was created by God, and God can do anything to anybody. God can promote anybody. God can do anything. And we won't be surprised if eventually God begins to lift women. Of course, God didn't put women down. Right from the book of Genesis, after Adam was created, Eve was created, and they were working together until the fall in Genesis chapter 3. But Jesus came and redeemed the woman, redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we are not living under the curse no more. We're living under the blessings of Abraham. So men and women, we have the right to live as sons and daughters of God. We are kings and queens on planet Earth. We are ruling, we are reigning. And God is promoting his people. No one's going to ask him. No one's going to stop God. Already, there have been women leaders in the Bible, all the way from the Bible, people like Queen Esther, Deborah, and several of them. And into this world, we have had women leaders also, people like Margaret Thatcher. And even right now in Britain, we have a woman leader. And then the Liberian president is a woman president in Liberia, West Africa. We have had a governor here in America, who like Sarah Palin. We have had women leaders like Condoleezza Rice, several other women leaders. God is promoting his people. And if God decides to appoint women president, that's okay. We're not going to stop God. God is just going to be God, you know. You can't even stop God. So we go listening to our sister, Keisha, speaking all the way from Carolina. She's also a woman of God. She has had experiences with God. She's going to share with us, how do you feel towards this topic, women in leadership? How do you, what is your response to the idea of women in leadership today? What do you want to say to the general public? Should they welcome women leadership, or should they resist women leadership? Sister Keisha, over to you. You can share with us whatever you feel. You are welcome. Sister Keisha, over to you.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Just making sure you can hear me. Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm from North Carolina. And women in leadership is an expanding part of the new world. You know, a lot of women are seeking to have power or as much power as their male counterpart. And it's only to, I guess it's kind of to level the playing field, you know. I think a lot of people are kind of through with the, you know, through with the games, or not so much the games, but the things that the way the patriarch runs the world, it's a little bit harsh, and it's it doesn't take into consideration of feelings, you know. Masculinity usually only deal with tangible things or things that you can feel. We want this, and we'll stop at nothing to get what we want. And we're kind of hoping that that the woman would come up or bring herself up, that she will change this field of this corporate mindset of we just want what we want at all costs. We're hoping that the woman will come in and, you know, she will bring to the table nurturing her ability to make everyone a family, because that's what the woman is essentially. She's the center of the family. She's the one that holds everybody together spiritually, not so much by what you got, not so much by how much money you got, how much power, but she's all about family, bringing people together, understanding each other's personalities. And, you know, and in some communities we call them the big mama. So she knows what every one of her children or the children that come to her, what their strengths are. And she can kind of put them where she needs, or she uses them at her disposal in the manner that they are gifted to be used in. And these are the gifts of the woman. It's nothing wrong with having a male, but a male is very self-centered. It's all about him, what he wants and how he wants it, and at the expense of everybody. We're hoping that the women, the new women that are coming up, will be more likely to think about things before going out and doing it, you know, to think about the consequences. If I do this, what would happen? You know, if I do that, what would happen? You know, how would it affect the collective as a whole? Because once again, the woman is the center of the family, and if you want to look at the worldwide, what's going on worldwide, you know, you have to kind of look at the feminine aspect in order to get a broader a view of what's going on in the world. You know, it was once said, you know, if you want to look at the value of a culture, don't look at the man, you look at the woman. It's how she's doing. If the woman is suppressed, oppressed, and she's not really doing, not being respected, no matter she is, you can very much understand or know that the rest of the culture is in that same predicament. So we're also hoping that as she comes up and reclaims her power, that, you know, the children and the women, the feminine aspect, will be more protected and watched over, that the children will be more valued and be more loving to grow up into more productive adults, so that we can go forward in this world in the way that God all wants us to do. You know, we can't go forward if the patriarch keeps on breaking the children and breaking the children and breaking the women. Because after a while, the whole machine is just going to break down. It's just going to get more perverted and more perverted. And I think that's where we're at right now. It's just a whole lot of perversion. And so we're looking out a way out of the patriarchal system and bringing in this feminine energy. And it seems like it's coming up. But I'm for feminine leadership, but I'm for the right feminine leadership. And I'm seeing that a lot of the feminine energies that's coming up now, they're kind of on the borderline. So you're not, it seems like they're more trying to please the patriarch, which can be just as or more damaging, you know, than just having a male patriarch in leadership. So you have to be very careful of, you know, even if we want to raise the amount of feminine or feminine power in the world, we still got to look at their character. You still had to look at their characters and where they really come, where their standpoint, where their platforms are, you know. You still got to look at the fact that they are still human beings and they are faulty. So I just really ask that, you know, those of us that are out there that are voting for these feminine women, that you understand that, you know, just because, you know, even though I'm all for it, but just because she has breasts doesn't mean that she's for you. So you still have to look at, you know, at the platform that she's sitting on, what her personal issues are, what she's really voting for, you know, what she's really standing for. So, but I'm for it. I'm for the feminine. I'm for the right feminine energy to come in and kind of, you know, mix things up to kind of balance out the equation, to bring some of this stuff and correct it, you know, to balance it out. I don't know. You know, a lot of the energy that's in the world today is more feminine than masculine. And I think as, you know, we get more women in power that care about what's going on in the community, care about what's going on in the family, because once again, the feminine, she is the one that keeps, usually she's the one that keeps the family in balance. So if she could come back in power, then she could kind of bring everything back in the scope. She could put the man back where he needs to be, not in a controlling manner, but in a nurturing, protective, you know, motherly way, where instead of the patriarch would beat you to death in order to make a man at you, she's going the opposite direction. She's nurturing you. She's pointing out your flaws, not in a way to embarrass you or to humiliate you, so that you can become a better person, you know. And this is, I think, is a part of the feminine nature. If you get a true feminine leader in office. But I'm all for it, you know, I think it's just time for us to kind of to switch platforms, not so much, but just to balance each other out. The male has to stop always attacking a female. You know, she's not there to hurt you. She's there to support you. That's what the female was made for, to support you. You know, not like in a way of, you know, she's supposed to be giving you money, but in an emotional way. She's supposed to support you emotionally and spiritually, and making sure you are protected, and that she's your high priestess in a way. Whereas you're the priest, you're the one that actually physically supposed to be going out and getting the things together so she can, you know, perform her rituals. And that's what they call them, tell them to go out and get the food, right, and bring them back home so she can cook it. And that's what creates this energy of togetherness, that we're together and we're in this together. We're going to serve God together, and God is the thing that bonds us together. And that's what she's here for. That's what the woman is here, just to bond everybody together. And you probably don't need a lot of female energy. If you could just get a few, like, really, really good feminine energy who is tough and know her boundaries, I mean, you can very much, this world can you know, flip totally around in my opinion. But still, it's all about finding that right a combination of feminine to come in and do the needed work she needs to do in order to change the world and how it operates on an everyday basis. So, but it's coming. You know, everything takes time. God didn't make this world in 7 days. I mean, overnight, he made it in 7 days. And we don't even know what 7 days was back in that day. It could have been 1,000 years. So you kind of have to give God or give the feminine energy in order to move the way that it should, to break down the barriers that patriarchs have put up. You got to give it time to work through it and to soften, you know, these borders that men have put up to keep, you know, certain feminine energy from coming through. But But it seems like it's coming through regardless, you know. Even if it's the wrong one, it is. She does represent a female entity. So I think after time, I think the feminine energy will grow stronger and stronger in leadership, whereas we will have ultimately we will start having pure feminine leaders come up, you know. I hope everybody hasn't lost nobody. I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. But it's all about nurturing. It really is. You know, I think the people lack the nurturing. I think they lack the caring. They lack the emotional, the common sense that comes with females. Males are very logical. They can do anything outside, but they're not too sure how to nurture. It's always, it's back to that nurturing feeling, to nurturing, to growing people up in the minds, growing them emotionally, you know, growing them spiritually. And that's what we're lacking in the world today. We're lacking that component of compassion, you know, of unconditional love, you know, love without bounds. You know, everything isn't about money. Having emotional and mental and spiritual, being stable in them areas is so much more, is worth so much more than having a bank full of money nowadays, you know. And so we're missing that. And so I really expect it, and I really hope that God comes and places these energies in leadership so that we can follow suit. I don't even know what else to say, because that's all I can do. That's all I can really say is that it's the woman represent these things, and she has to stop being disrespected. The men have to stop disrespecting them, disrespecting the children. Even the children, they represent feminine energy, but they're the ones that make things softer. They're the ones that make life worth living. And if the man is not acting in the way that he's supposed to be acting, the world is just spiraling out of control, because it's an imbalance, and that's why the end of the world is. That's why we're probably here at the end of the world, because everything is imbalanced. There's not enough feminine energy out there in order to completely run this earth. The male, the patriarchs, they're just going crazy. They have completely destroyed everything. Now they're not even satisfied with what they have in their hands. The males are going now to destroy every natural resource on a planet. They're not thinking about nobody else. You know, we have all these animals. They're coming up extinct. I mean, now they're saying the apes, the monkeys, whatever, they're going extinct now. How can that be? And it's just because, just selfishness, self-centered. It's all about me. I don't care about nobody else. But as long as the woman is held beneath her standard, there will never be that compassion out there for the other living creatures out there. There has to be a system out there that creates protection for. The planet that we ultimately live on, because without this planet, how are we as a species going to survive? And I think this is why God has, because the man has absolutely demolished everything. No offense to the men, and I'm not talking to all men, but those men that are in power, and most of them are men, and most of the time the women are just there. They're following the men anyway. But and so that's even more damaging, because that means the women are all on board, following the head woman is following the men. The women, the weaker women, are following her. So they're all, everybody's just going on the bandwagon, and nobody's really standing up to what is right. So I'm really praying that God will that first of all, humans will stop and understand what you're doing to each other. And start appreciate the females. These females need to start respecting each other, respect each other homes, respect each other children, respect each other if you don't have children, respect yourself, respect each other if you have a man, respect yourself if you don't have a man. Because it's at the end of the day, it will be your energy that saves this planet from the man itself. So And so, but it also about it's about respect, and women have the feminine women. You women out there, we got different type of women out there. Not all of us wear high heel shoes and got our hair on fleek every day. Some of us are down to earth nature addicts. We love our flip flops. We love our jeans, our t-shirts, and they create their own little energy over there. But you have to, we as females, you have to learn to respect that. That's her domain. If your domain is corporate men, corporate, you know, office, you know, a big house in the sky, you know, a Mercedes spaceship, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But women, you have to stop looking down on the female over here with the flip-flops, the 50 kids, the t-shirt, because that's her domain. That's what God put over her. You're supposed to soften this domain, the corporate world. Okay, don't go. You can't. You got to stay in your lane, ladies. You can't go over here with ladies 50 kids and the flip flops and try to control her life, because that's not what God told you to do. God put you there to soften that realm, to soften the men in your office, to make sure that they are acting as a collective, a responsible collective, or, you know, a compassionate collective, and make sure that you're supposed to set a standard for God Himself, you know. So, and that's one way as we as ladies have to stop disrespecting each other. And what I have personally have kind of went up against, you can't go up in other people if other people how to start judging them. That God gave that woman all that. You had to shut your mouth. Understand what God has for you is only for you. What God has for her is for her. You got to stop going up in other people's houses. If they ain't doing nothing wrong, you got to learn how to mind your own business and just keep to your own, to keep to your own counsel, you know? So, and then as you do that, you will kind of start raising men, or these men will see that they have to start respecting the woman. You understand? Because a lot of it is just a whole bunch of women. You guys had to stop all the catfighting, you know. Respect the woman with the kids. Those her kids. She ain't doing enough. You can't offer nothing to try to help her raise her children. And since you know so much about that tribe, that tribe she's talking about, she has been given by God. You can't do nothing to increase the happiness or increase the camaraderie between them. You need to just take yourself out of that situation and go back into the corporate
all
world.
Right. Thank you so much. We really thank God for your sharing. We really enjoy it because you mentioned something about character as an
yes.
important factor. Hold on. You mentioned something about character because character is very important. In dealing with people, sometimes character is very important. I have Bishop Barry Davis. Is that Bishop Barry Davis?
Praise
Hello?
The Lord. Yes, it is. How are you?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
yeah,
God.
Then I, Bishop Barry Davis. Share with us, what do you think about women leadership today? What do you want to say?
Well,
share.
Yes. Good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord. I just want to say that women in leadership carry high integrity. Women in leadership are those that, of course, walk upright with God. We're very strong women. We're women that are believers and courageous that God uses. It puts us in the mind to some of the women that are cited in the Bible, for instance, of course, Esther and Ruth, that were very strong women that God used. And many women today, of course, carry a lot of the ideas and the ideas and laws of the Bible, I must admit. I know I would not be a strong woman leader if I didn't have God in me and living by his morals, living by the law, living by prayer and believing, having faith. Faith is an important aspect of being able to walk strong in these trying times in the last days. It's very important that we, of course, carry faith in God. God is right there to, of course, uphold our walk, carry his word. So to have faith and integrity, a strong relationship with him, fervently praying are some of the nuggets that strong women today, I believe, must have in order to be successful, a successful godly woman.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, we talked about that. I got a someone 301-390.
It's Bishop Patra.
3926. Yeah, who is that?
Bishop Patra.
Hey, Honorable Bishop Patra.
How
are you doing?
It's
God. Sorry, please, I didn't know your number. Actually, I tried to unmute your phone, but the system was weak in unmuting it. Sorry for that. Yes,
no
Bishop Patrick, let's hear from Bishop Patrick. We're talking about women leadership today. Should we push women away from leadership? Don't we? Can't we try them? They might be a better. They might be better. We don't know. How do you see women leadership for adventure? We start right now in Liberia. We have a woman president and. In Britain, we have a woman prime minister right now, and then you know, leadership. God is trying something new. Even when, if you had told me that a black man will become president, I wouldn't believe you. But God put a black man there. We can't question God. Uh-huh. Now. We don't know what is the next program for the United States. we're not going to question God. God is not. He's just going to do what he's got to do. But Bishop Patrick, what will you want to say to the general public as regards women leadership? Should they welcome the idea of women leadership, or should they oppose the idea of women leadership? Over to you, Bishop Dr. Patrick Kidwell.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you very much, Doctor. I am so excited. You know me that I'm a very, very exciting person when it comes to women, when it comes to girls. And we have already taken over. So it's not like, are we or are we not? We are already taking over.
I like that. Come on. I like that. Go ahead.
No.
Taking over, you're not going to put these women down, man. The women are coming very fast. Come on, go ahead.
Thank you. And having said that about, you know, women taking over, we have presidents, we have deputy governors in some countries, we have representatives, even in the U.S. we have senators and representatives and everything. So we are already knowing who we are, we already taking our identity back, and we are raising our next generation to understand that, you know, education and knowledge is something that we are trying to pass down, not to just us in this generation, but to the generations that are coming behind us. So one of the things that I would say is the fact that we women leaders, I'm talking to women leaders now because I ain't trying to talk to everybody, women leaders, we need to be more supportive of each other. When we talk about support, I'm talking about we have different strengths, and we're supporting the ministry, or we're supporting a project, or we're supporting a product, or we support any kind of marketing that we are supporting in that you have found yourself in that group. We have different strengths. We have to bring that strength to the table. Some people have strength for money. Some people have strength for information. Some people have strength for service. So when we bring all of that together, we know that we can move the world. Women have been so powerful from the generations that have passed, but we have not really seen it because some people have been fighting for us. Our mothers have been fighting for us, and I can mention a couple of women who have been fighting, Ransom Kuti in Nigeria, and all other women who have been all over Africa fighting for us to get here to have a voice today. So we just I pay homage to all those people first. And so when I talk about support and we all bring our strength in here into that project, you watch women take over. We know how to make things happen when we collaborate. I say this, we are the greatest collaborators. If we want to collaborate, we can make things happen. One of the things that I avoid, I tell women, don't wait to be validated. You are already validated before the foundation of the world. So when you come in, because I meet a lot of people, I mentor a lot of people, and I mentor a lot of girls too. How did I do? Yes, to your mentor, you can ask. Don't ask the whole world how you did. If you know that you didn't do right, you can only improve from that. You are not going to go back. Yesterday is not going to be worse than today. That means if that happens, that means you have been out of strategy. You are not strategizing yourself. Every time you have to strategize. And if you are collaborating with others to make something happen, you have to understand the group that you are in. A lot of times we start with a project, but we want to take our relationship into the party. We want to talk about our family. No, we are talking about leaders who are operating for the world, for the community, for the family, people who are grounded, who are solid, who are fighting for generations to come. So this is not about party time. This is not about I want to get to know you time. We have to be able to separate that. Even understands that too. So having said that, have to have a spiritual person. Some of us have no desire about what our spirituality actually means. We have to develop our spirituality. We have to develop praying. We have to develop our personality, who we are, our character. We have to walk in integrity. We have refused as women to be misjudged, mishandled. We have refused to be immobilized. None of that anymore. We are solid. We got power. And we're going to make it happen in this nation and all over the nations of the world. We are working right now. There is a woman from Nigeria who is going to run. She's a candidate, a presidential candidate who's trying to run as a president of Nigeria. That is a big step. Women should support. Women should come out. Women should understand that things are moving. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is we're talking about, having a teamwork. Yes. Even the Godhead, the scriptures taught us about the composure of three separate personalities that makes a perfect union. That is even the scriptures. So teamwork is one of the things that women should begin to work with. Begin to work with that, because with teamwork, you can get prosperity, you can get security, you can get comfort, you can get support. Those are the kind of things that teamwork. But a lot of people, maybe from their experience with other people, so they feel like they can do it yourself. There's no one tree that makes a forest. That's why I said change your strategy. If you have someone who has hurt you before, change your strategy. Everywhere you are as a woman leader and you are not lifted up, one of the greatest mistakes is that you don't know that when you lift people up, you are being lifted yourself. If you understand that lifting others up lifts yourself up too, and you feel good about yourself, it's a way of giving and also receiving. And, you know, the scriptures also emphasize on that. I cannot break all of that out. So your strength is very, very important. You have to have desire to develop your spiritual personality. And so teamwork is also extremely very, very important. And those are the things that I personally, as a woman leader who is supportive of other women leaders, we have to remove what we call jealousy, you know, because then you have other spirits coming in, and Bible talks strictly about them, how, you know, just, I don't want to dwell on that, but you're going to, because of your experience, you have no desire to be linking up with other people or to work with other people. You cannot allow them to dictate. That's like they are validating you. You cannot allow them to validate you. If you are in a group and that group is not uplifting you and that group cannot draw you to your maximum potential, you need to exit. You need to change strategy. It's as simple as that. People are afraid to change. People are afraid to change and take another strategy. But you have to be able to do that if you are going to be a good leader, a leader who is not only about themselves but about generations and generations to come. So I'm always very excited about all these things, and I hope I do answer some of your the questions that you are putting on this radio, and I'm very, very excited about it and very, very excited about women. And so maybe I should close and let somebody else come in and tell us what they feel about women leaders. I'm going to close with this. Find your purpose. If you have not found your purpose by now, and you know that God has called you into leadership, find that purpose. See who links up with such dreams. If you are in a group that does not draw you to your maximum potential, again, you need to exit. So which means you have to still be shopping. If it's called a shopping, shop for those people who are linking up with God inside you, who are linking up with the purposes of God in your life, who are not misjudging you, people who understand that we are women leaders and we ought to take over and like one of my other sisters said, to nourish each other and strengthen each other and give power to the women, and you will see our world, our community, our family is going to change. Again, this is Bishop Patra Kidwell. I am the face for Patra Empowerment Mentoring Program, and I'm Bishop Patra Kidwell, PhD, on Facebook. Love you guys. I'm excited always. Anytime, call me on the radio. I will be there, okay? Thank you, my doctor, and I hope that I meet your needs today. God bless you.
Yeah, please stay with us, woman of God. Well, we still have a couple of minutes. I want Bishop Valerie Davis to also touch a little bit about women as good managers of resources. Women as good managers of resources. That is very important because with the economy right now, we don't know if God's going to do something new. But why do you feel with this statement, women are the best managers of resources? How do you want to make some comments about that aspect?
Yes, I first want to complete stating a little bit of what I was saying beforehand, and one of the most important nuggets that also falls under women are leaders and of good resources, absolutely the fact that faith shows in our purity of our character and our integrity. And, of course, being strong leaders in God, we are leaders of organization. We must be organized. When we are organized, we're able to utilize resources that God put at our fingertips. We must be able to mentor, be able to build teams, team builders, being able to utilize one another as a resource mechanism. We as leaders, we as strong leaders in God's kingdom, are those that are able to network. We can utilize resources in building and rebuilding and bringing about change. To be able to be strong leaders and being resourceful in that, we need to be able to maintain our faith in our actions, being able to communicate and being able to utilize one another's strength in order to be utilized as a resource to one another. Yep.